Hello, and welcome to this talk, another Matrix talk about the next generation of Matrix interfaces. I'm Will, or Halfshot. You might have seen me around. I tend to work on the bridgey side of things, and today we're working on a new thing, interfaces, relating to bridges and integrations. So this presentation is going to cover how bridge interfaces work today, and how integrations work in such a way that users can interact with them, so bot commands or other sorts of forms of clicky button type stuff, how we're going to try and change things. Preface, this talk is very much about experimenting and trying something new. This isn't an officially sanctioned Matrix thing we're going to do tomorrow, but this is certainly something that I've been experimenting with the last few weeks, and I'm hoping this will change the way we do integrations going forwards. And finally, a little bit on what's new in Bridgeland, just a little bit of news to catch everyone up really. So first off, let's talk about bridges. I won't get into this too much detail because I'm pretty certain most of you in the audience have a vague idea of bridges or overview building bridges, usually one or two camps. For those who don't know, bridges basically are a gluing mechanism for connecting remote services like Telegram or RFC into Matrix. Typically, they tend to exist next to a home server, a bit like this. So you see here, we've got our clients, we've got our home servers, and we've got application services. The application service is where the bridge usually lives. It's connected usually to at least one home server, so it sort of works in a meshy style system. See here, this is our example network of a bunch